This podcast of Martini Shot is a production of KCRW Santa Monica and KCRW.com. Support this free service by September 5th, and you could win a Mini Cooper S convertible. Go to KCRW.com for details.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I have a theory. When someone makes a simple declarative statement about themselves, you know what I mean, when someone says something like, hey, I'm the kind of person who just tells it like it is, the only thing you can be really sure of is that person does not tell it like it is. Ever. I knew a woman once who, for some reason, felt it important to say every now and then, hey, I'm crazy, I'm nuts, I'm spontaneous and zany, and you're just going to have to learn to deal with it. Except, of course, that she wasn't crazy or nuts or spontaneous or zany at all. She was a fairly predictable, change-resistant cat owner and denizen of internet chat rooms. See, the point is, I don't say anything clearly or directly, and you don't say anything clearly or directly. So when someone pretends to be saying something clearly or directly, we're both naturally suspicious. I was once trying to hire a pilot director, a really good one, by the way. She's accomplished and highly respected, and her quote was huge. Now, when we say quote in this business, we mean what she got paid for her most recent pilot directing assignment. You see, people in this business don't mind paying a lot of money for someone's services. Well, they mind it, but they're philosophically resigned to it. But they do mind paying more than the last guy. And because it's, you know, deeply embedded in the moral code of Hollywood that you never, never offer someone less than his or her quote, and that you never, never have to take less than your quote, well, you see the problem here? No one's ever going to pay you more than your quote, but the only way to get more money is to get a bigger quote. Now, in this director's case, it wasn't the money so much as the points. You see, pilot directors get points. And she was a pilot director, and she wanted points. But she didn't get points on her last gig. So what her agent was asking for was essentially for us not just to meet her quote, but to make her quote. Now, lucky for her, she and I have the same agent. Now, this happens a lot in Hollywood, which is why quotes get bigger every year. Look, my agent said when he called, I'm the kind of person who just says it like it is. I'm super blunt and super direct, and I just lay it all out clearly and directly. Uh-huh, I said. Now, I'm going to be totally upfront. I know I need to be scrupulously honest here and totally fair to both sides because you're both clients. But I'm the kind of person who can do that. I'm the kind of person who is honest and fair. Uh-huh. But I'm wearing two hats here. I represent you and I represent her. So I'm gonna have to juggle hats. I'm gonna have to represent both of your interests, both of your hats, if you will. Now let me wear her hat for a minute. She's a great director. She's put shows on the air. She's in the very top tier. She deserves a point. Okay, now I'm gonna wear your hat. I get it. I hear you. Give her the point. Okay, now I'm wearing her hat. Thank you for the point. Okay, now I'm wearing your hat. You're welcome. You deserve it. It's no big deal. Okay, now I'm wearing her hat. Are you kidding? Let me take you to dinner. Okay, now I'm wearing your hat. That'd be great. How about Rockin' Wagner? Okay, now I'm wearing her hat. I love Rockin' Wagner. How about 7? Okay, now I'm wearing your hat. Can we do 7:30? Because I had hung up several hats earlier. I assume he had a nice dinner with himself. Look, I was always going to give her the point. And you know why? Because I'm extremely generous and incredibly fair. But you know that about me. Well, that's it for this week. Next week, we'll run out of ideas. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.